Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. is Cannonball Adderley getting us started this week here on Spinning Jazz from 1958 on the Mercury label. The album is Cannonball Sharpshooters, and that was Junior Mansa's tune Jubilation, featuring Julian Cannonball Adderley on alto saxophone, his brother Nat on trumpet, Junior Mansa on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Jimmy Cobb was playing the drums. 90 years ago today, my dear pal, much missed, John May was born. It would have been his 90th birthday today. So by way of a tribute, I'm going to spend the next 2 hours going from A, as far as I can, towards Z, with records that John and I used to enjoy together and were in both of our collections. And on that note, I want to say a very good morning and hello to Karen in St Albans, also to Dan and Katie in the Midlands, and to Emma and Izzy and all the family who are in New Zealand, and everyone else who knew and was fortunate enough to be pals with John, a wonderful man, and the reason for my great love of jazz, as I'm sure you've heard me say many times before here on the Spinning Jazz. So we started with A, that was Cannonball Adderley, and we are going to go to B. What a surprise, it's Chet Baker next, this time from 1956 on Pacific Jazz Records, the album Chet Baker and Crew, one of our favourites once again. This was recorded live at the Forum Theatre in Los Angeles, and this is a tune called To Mickey's Memory, featuring Baker on the trumpet, Phil Urso on tenor saxophone, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, Peter Lippman on drums, and Bill Loughborough on chromatic timpani, no less. And yeah, this is Spinning Jazz, it is Pete Evans, and I'm here every week on Mixcloud. You can follow me on Instagram at PeteEvans1961. There's a link on there to my webpage, which is spinningjazz.wordpress.com. something tells me this is going to be a very special 2 hours here on Spinning Jazz this week. That was Hard Bop par excellence, Sonny Clark, from his album Cool Strutting, and his own tune Blue Minor, featuring favourites of mine and John's, Jackie McLean on alto saxophone, Art Farmer on trumpet, Sonny Clark on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones was playing the drums. It is Pete Evans, it is Spinning Jazz, and I'm going from A to Z, or I don't think I'll get to Z actually. I'm going from A through the alphabet. I've reached D, and the next track is from an album called Round About Midnight, Miles Davis's quintet, featuring Miles on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor saxophone, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers once again on bass, and Philly Joe Jones once again on the drums. This is Dear Old Stockholm, and this is an album that John used to tell me if he was going to buy some hi-fi equipment and he wanted to see what sounded best, this is the album he would take to the shop, and in those days they would play an album for you to see what it sounded like on their particular equipment. So this is Dear Old Stockholm, and this is Miles Davis. Thank you.
Thank you.
Quintet on Savoy Records from 1960, the album Cooking, and that was Didadu, and it featured Irving on tenor saxophone, Richard Williams on trumpet, Danny Richmond was playing drums, Horace Parlan on piano, and George Tucker was playing bass. And John was always a great fan of the compositions of alto saxophonist Gigi Grice, and I must concur with his point of view. He was a fabulous, not only a fabulous player, but really particularly a great composer. And this is an album from 1954 on Prestige called When Farmer Met Grice, and this is a tune called Stupendous Lee, and it features Art Farmer on trumpet, Gigi Grice on alto sax, Horace Silver, perennial favourite, on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Kenny Clark playing the drums. And I remember listening to this album in 1986. We'd been to Honest John's after work, picked up a few records, headed back to my flat in Finchley. Coffee and digestive biscuits were enjoyed whilst listening to the fabulous compositions of Gigi Grice. beautiful music for a Sunday, as we do every week here on Spinning Jazz. That was Red Garland's Quintet from the album Soul Junction from 57 on Prestige Records. And that was Duke Ellington's I've Got It Bad. Red Garland on piano, John Coltrane on tenor saxophone, Donald Byrd on trumpet, George Joyner was playing bass, and Arthur Taylor was at the drums. And this week we are paying tribute to John May, my dear departed friend, who would have been 90 today, and sending lots of love out to Karen, Dan and Katie, Emma and Izzy and all the family. Hope you're enjoying this tribute. It's a journey through records that mean a lot to me, and records that I know were in John's collection, and it sort of is good for me to just revisit these timeless classics and just to remember some of the great memories that I have of John. And yeah, I hope you're enjoying it too, whether or not you knew the man himself. I'm sure you can gather from the music that I play week in, week out, that he was a big influence on me. And yeah, it's a real pleasure to look through his annotated notes of his collection that Karen was kind enough to let me have, and to pick out albums that I have that John also had, and also just to look at the history behind them. And you know, just imagine the scene as John was walking down Wembley High Street, looking in the bins and picking up original Blue Notes and Prestiges, etc. If you're into hard bop particularly, this will be a great 2 hours for you, I'm sure. I know I'm enjoying it, and I hope everyone is too. We're going to head up to the top of the first hour with some Barry Harris, another favourite of John's, and it's the piano taking centre stage once again, as indeed it did with the Red Garland that I've just played you. It's Barry Harris on piano, Sam Jones on bass and Lewis Hayes at the drums, recorded live at the Jazz Workshop in San Francisco. This is on Riverside Records. The album is simply called Barry Harris at the Jazz Workshop, and fittingly, this is Morning Coffee.